This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Joe Anderson. Joe is a comedian, actor, director, writer, also a board member of Dog Story Theater, and also joined by Dan Hawkins, who's on the board of Dog Story. And as I mentioned earlier, I'd been in for quite a few of your Monday VIP comedy shows, and what you guys do with that is, you know, you have folks who are well-known in the community. I'd been out to shows that you've had with Rob Bell, who's been a popular minister in Grand Rapids at Mars Hill, Suzanne Jihaw, musician Ralston Bowles, chef Tommy Fitzgerald, Emily Riquette, George Aquino, who's the GM over at the JW Marriott, Tommy Allen. It's always fun to watch you act out, improvise the lives of these people. How did this whole concept come about?
So when Dog Story Theater was really starting to grow, and we're trying to, you know, get people just into the space so that they know it exists, we were kind of brainstorming of ways to do that. And the initial part of this was we realized that Monday nights, normally there wasn't anything in the theater. So it was kind of, you know, ripe for something. And so that's when we kind of came up with the general idea of this Comedy Mondays thing, where it'd just be a $5 super cheap comedy night of like sketch and improv, music, whatever, but all comedy centric stuff. Well, then to increase the audience more, I had this idea for the VIP comedy show, and where we would be able to use, you know, some people with some local celebrity, if not, you know, national or global celebrity, who would be willing to come in and be our guest for this show. And the way the show works is it's just this kind of precious comedy gold, because you've got people like, we also did this guy named Stephen Cold. He's the Kent County coroner, and he volunteered to come in for Halloween. We did the RIP comedy show, so the VIP comedy show that month. But he came in, and the way the show works is basically we say, here's this person that you think you know, that the public thinks they know, you know, like Rob Bell, Marcel, or Suzanne Jihaw, people that seem kind of iconic in our community. And what we say is, okay, this is what you think you know about them. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what got them there.
Right.
So, for instance, when Rob came in, I don't think we ever got to Mars Hill.
No, I was there, and it was great to, you know, kind of get to know him in that way. Same thing with Suzanne Jihaw.
Yep, we're talking about, you know, who their best friend in junior high was, you know, what their first jobs were, and then what we do after we've talked to them on stage for, you know, 15 minutes or so is then the last question we always ask the guest is, if there was a book or a play about your life, what would the title be? They give us that title, and then we say, okay, you can go back to your seat, and now for the first and last time we present, you know, the title of their show. And then we improvise, make up a version of their life.
Sure. So who are the ones that you really enjoyed the most?
Suzanne Jihaw was amazing. It was that show was a blast. Again, I think in a way, some of those people that you really feel like you have an idea of.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob Bell, again, was a great one where everyone, you know, has this idea of who he is. And then they get to hear, you know,
it really gets them to let their hair down.
It is a really a humanizing thing, because if people, you know, have, you know, a level of celebrity, people forget that they also, you know, worked at a pizza shop when they were a kid and got beaten up or something, you know. So it's so those were really fun to me. And actually, we were talking before we, you know, right before we started the show, one of my favorites, I think, of all time was, it was a woman, and she was a nurse in the burn ward over at Spectrum. And the reason why, I mean, she was just, it was a great interview and the show went really well. But I think what I really liked about it is the purpose of the show isn't to, you know, continue to boost a celebrity status or to make someone into a celebrity. It's not that thing that I think a lot of reality shows do. It's really to say they're a person.
Right.
And so, you know, this nurse who, you know, no one knows her name, but she's still got a really interesting story, and everyone does. And that's really what the show, you know, celebrates, if anything.
Right.